September 23, the power of grace. Tell of his power. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. Psalm 145:11. If Christians would associate together, speaking to each other of the love of God and of the precious truths of redemption, their own hearts would be refreshed, and they would refresh one another. We may be daily learning more of our Heavenly Father, gaining a fresh experience of his grace. Then we shall desire to speak of his love. And as we do this, our own hearts will be warmed and encouraged. If we thought and talked more of Jesus and less of self, we should have far more of his presence. If we would but think of God as often as we have evidence of his care for us, we should keep him ever in our thoughts and should delight to talk of him and to praise him. We talk of temporal things because we have an interest in them. We talk of our friends because we love them. Our joys and our sorrows are bound up with them. Yet we have infinitely greater reason to love God than to love our earthly friends. It should be the most natural thing in the world to make him first in all our thoughts, to talk of his goodness and tell of his power. Those who study the Word of God and day by day receive instruction from Christ bear the stamp of heavenly principles. A high, holy influence goes forth from them. A heavenly atmosphere surrounds their souls. The pure, holy, elevated principles that they follow enable them to bear a living testimony to the power of divine grace. Christ wants his followers to be like him because he desires to be correctly represented in the family circle, in the church, and in the world. We are to accept Christ as our efficiency, our strength, that we may reveal his character to the world. This is the work resting upon us as Christians. We are to witness to the power of heavenly grace. God wants his sons and daughters to reveal before the synagogue of Satan, before the heavenly universe, before the world, the power of his grace, that men and angels may know that Christ has not died in vain. Let us show the world that we have power from on high.